3rd, Rising with Sky Bar. We have Abby Barrett coming in at some point, probably around 7:30 or so. A lot of new music to play tonight, and we'll start with a new one by Stupidity. Here we go, WMFO in Medford.
Calls down and she goes out.
That was Seasick by Nick Piunti and the Complicated Men. Hold on. We don't want that playing right now. We don't want that playing. All right. Hit the wrong button. As I said, that was Seasick by Nick Piunti and the Complicated Men. Brand new stuff by them off of Gem Records. Soft Skies with Your Small Army. Started with Brand New Stupidity, Cold Cold Shoes. Stupidity of a Show this Friday at the Barn with the Cocktail Slippers and the Chelsea Curve. Mental health. The support of a friend gives someone dealing with a mental illness a great chance at recovery. Mental illness. What a difference makes. What a difference a friend makes. For more information, go to whatadifference.org, brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. 7:12, as I said, Abby Barrett will be here. Got a lot to talk about. Also going on at the end of October is the International Pop Overthrow Fest, which is going on at Square Root this year. And here's a lot of information about that.
The International Pop Overthrow Boston Music Festival 2024. At the Square Root in Roslindale, Massachusetts. Featuring Karen Zane, Sal Baglia, Kelly Knapp, Girl with a Hawk acoustic version, Tom Baker, High End, Corin Ashley, Smitty and the Festo, David Minchin from The Innocents, Cold Expectations, Little Billy Lost, Brian Larney, Alan Walker and The Accomplices, David Kinney and The Procrastinator, The Glad Machine, Speed Fossil, Justin Levinson, The Brigand, Hummingbird Syndicate, David Charles and The Pretty Graves. Halloween week starting Wednesday, October 30th, and continuing to Saturday, November 2nd. That's four nights of brilliant live music from over 20 bands and artists from all over Boston and beyond. The IPO Boston is celebrating its 21st year. The Square Root is located at 2 Corinth Street, Boston, Massachusetts. Starting Halloween week and going all the way through the Day of the Dead, November 30th. To Saturday, November 2nd, the International Pop Overthrow Boston Music Festival 2024 at the Square Root in Roslindale, Massachusetts. Get there! Yeah!
Tonight, hold my breath to pass the time. empty space. Shadows gather in your place. And I don't wanna sleep alone. Just white noise on my phone. I've come to find, I've come to find your heartbeat is my lullaby.
Thank you. sea of wealth and leave behind a husk. Sea water's wet, they're drinking yet. The more they drink of it, the thirstier they get. All their greedy hands can clutch just adds up to a gilded crutch, yeah. Can't clutch yet. One thing they can't touch. We have enough.
Been deleted, baby.
WMFO in Medford. I went a ways back for that one. That was the Black Halos. From a song was called Lost in the 90s. Come out in 2001. Album was called The Violent Years. Before that, brand new stuff by The Fatal Flaw. Song called Enough. Brand new The Kilograms. Who Am I to Say, off their debut EP. And Jennifer Tefft and The Strange started with Lullaby. 727. This is a new one by Kit Orion. I think that's how you pronounce it. O-R-I-O-N, Kit. And this is her newest stuff.
Old town's been right. stride.
All right, WMFO in Medford, Rising with Sky Bar. Abby is here. Let me tell you what I just played. Just played her song, Start a Fire. We're going to talk about that in a minute. Before that, we had the Family Township with Autumn Bell. I think the Family Township have a new release coming up in a month or two. The Sins with Woman Heart. The Copyrights, Heart of Glue. Springsteen with Gypsy Biker. Kit Orion with Bottle Grin. Thanks for coming in, Abby.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, so we have a lot going on now, but we're going to go back a bit, the way back machine a bit, and talk about, well, I just played Start a Fire, which was off of Dying Day.
Yeah.
In 08, so it was,
that was a long time ago.
That was your first,
Yeah, that was the first album. None of my albums have too many, I don't know, they're usually like about 9 songs each. But yeah, that was the first one. I recorded it in North of Northampton with a producer named Norm DeMora. And we'd just go out there every week, get home at, you know, 4 or 5 in the morning. And
You play guitar and bass at times on that?
No, I just play guitar. Yeah. I definitely don't play bass. I barely play guitar, so I don't think I could handle bass.
How early did you start playing?
I probably started playing guitar at like 25 or 26.
So you weren't one of these like teenage kids with a guitar?
No. I wish I was. If I could go back in time, I would go back and pick it up sooner, but I was definitely a late bloomer in terms of...
Were you writing like lyrics, like poetry, like when you were young? Did you like, what age, 25, I guess I should say, did you decide to like make music and be in a band and all that?
I definitely grew up singing a lot, and I've been in other bands doing backup singing. So I sort of, and I was sort of, you know, toying with the idea of like writing fiction.
Mm-hmm.
So then I kind of just started writing songs, and that was, seemed like a better deal than having to write a full book, or, you know, plus I got to sing the songs, which was the main.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Goal. And you work with a lot of different musicians. I'm kind of like, you know, I noticed in all your records, you don't lock into a certain group, which is, does that give like early your Dying Day and then the next Triples?
Yeah.
And of course you have a rotating kind of, you're probably more stable now.
Yeah.
But early on, you had a bunch of, well, it was just like Abby Barrett.
Yep.
But then you went with, I forget.
The last date.
Yes.
Yeah.
But usually on that one, you like kind of named the band.
Yeah, that one was like for Dying Day, I didn't know any other musicians really. So it was kind of like a few hired guns.
Yeah.
Who were like a, great. It was like Mike Levesque on drums. He plays with a lot of people around here. And Norm actually played a bunch of the bass. And then with Abby Barrett and The Last Date, I had more of a solid band at that time. And we were doing a lot of gigs together. And then, you know, bands rotate members. And with That Shame is the iteration that is now my current band.
Yeah. That Shame came out in 2016.
Yep.
Is that right? Yeah. So, and I've seen you play with a lot of people. I've seen you with the Delinquents.
Yep.
I've seen you with Andrea Gillis on occasion. You must feel like it's better, not better, but when you're on your own, it's like your own music. And then you don't mind doing the backup stuff as well. And
yeah, I love doing the backup stuff because I don't get to sing harmonies really in my own band.
Right.
And I love to sing harmony. So like anytime I can, you know, Delinquents is super fun because it was all these more complicated harmonies. And then Andrea, it's sort of like a fun kind of neighbor hang where we just kind of jump on and, you know, sing. So I like both.
It's a great community. How important is that to you to be like all these people? It's really a great local scene. The community is very strong here, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
And is that a large part of like you? A lot of the songs you write about are about like they're kind of like anthemic.
Yeah.
And like bringing people together, bringing women together, and so I imagine that's important to you somewhat.
I think sort of. Boston in general like gets a little bit overlooked with kind of the amount of talent that's here.
Oh, it's ridiculous. Yeah.
And then, you know, you play with a band that you really like, and then, you know, what's always great is that like everybody is usually also super nice and fun to hang out with, so just kind of like grow that network of people. So everybody is like kind of a good hang around here, which is a bonus.
I'm going to play Falling. Because I like it a lot.
Oh, thanks.
And we'll come back and talk a bit about Start a Fire. What, want to say anything about that song in particular?
Yeah, Start a Fire was a little bit about like trying to. There's like nobody in my family that does music, really.
Oh, really?
Sort of announcing that I was going to set out and become a singer-songwriter didn't like necessarily go over well. So it's a little bit about like sort of being pigeonholed into. You're supposed to do this one thing and then, you know, kind of starting a fire by choosing something completely different.
So a lot of people come, and like the dad played and the mother played and the family was all musical.
Yeah.
Not so much with you.
Well, my mom plays piano, and everybody in my family is a really good singer. But
they didn't think that was going to be your like path.
Yeah,
that,
they didn't. Yeah, they
like
weren't.
You're
like,
gonna go somewhere with it or try and do something with it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
They're like, "What's this all about?
Yeah. What are you doing? You're not gonna make any money."
No.
And they were right.
Right. No one does. Right.
Yeah.
You have to do it because you love it, the passion, and
exactly.
I'm gonna play Falling, and then we'll talk a bit about
sure.
it.
Sure.
It's a great song, great record. Tell me a little bit about That Shame.
Yeah, that one we did in 2016. It's got Mike Orme on guitar. Actually, one track has Rice Edmiston on drums, and he's our like drummer now. Also has Josh Kiggins, who was our drummer at the time, who's now with Cody Nielsen. And we did it at Q Division. Ed produced it, and it was just kind of like capturing our live sound on an album.
And I should have said this to you earlier, but I'm a nut for physical products, so I love that you put CDs out of all. I have all three, but the artwork, like I get into that stuff.
Oh, cool! Yeah, that cover is actually my parents had this. Like clock from, I think it was like the late 60s, and somehow I got it, and it was kind of broken, but yeah. it still changes colors, and it's like this very kind of psychedelic 60s clock, so I just took a picture of it, and then somebody did the artwork.
So there's a story to it.
Yeah.
And now
I'm gonna
go back and ask about Dying Day and the Triples too. Do you remember those?
Oh sure, yeah. Well, so the Triples, that's my brother and sister on the cover.
Okay, just because I like that stuff. I like CDs and albums, so and I'm always curious about the pictures and whatnot.
Yeah, Dying Day was actually, I was working at a magazine, and one of the designers helped do that, or didn't help, she did it, and I don't know, it was cool. It's like a cool textural kind of look.
Right. I like them all. All right. I'm going to let you sing one.
Okay. Yeah. This is That Shame, which is the title track on That Shame.
Ooh. Ooh. A flick.